Zakdel Gemishna Vaita Mesechtes Arla Perik Aleph Mishna Beis Ace. During the time Shabo Avisenu La'aretz, when Avisenu came to Eretz Yisrael, Imatsu, and they found trees in the Tua that had already been planted, Potter, those trees are Potter and Arla. The Batanur explains, when the Pasuk says, V'chisuvoyu el ha'aretz, and you will come to the land, and atatem, and you will plant. So it's mashma that the chiv of Arla is only by a tree that was planted after they came to Eretz Yisrael. But trees that were planted by the Avdei Kechavim before the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, even though they were able to tell it's within the first 3 years of the planting of the tree, but those fruits would be Potter and Arla. But let's say not to someone plants a tree after the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael. Afal pi shalai kavshu, even though they didn't invade the entire land yet, chayiv. That tree would be chayiv in Arla. Now, it makes no difference, as about Tanura, who planted the tree, whether Yisrael planted it or an Ovid Kechavim planted it. If it's after the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, even though they didn't take over the entire land yet, it's mechuyev in Arla. Now, you should know there were some mitzvahs, like Trumais, Maisris, and Shviyas, that also has to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael, but those mitzvahs did not go into effect until the Yidden finished being Koivish Eretz Yisrael, taking it over and dividing the land. That took 14 years, 7 years to take over the land and 7 years to divide it. But the mitzvah of Arla is not that way. Once the Yidden come into Eretz Yisrael, the Chi of Arla goes into place, even though they were yet to take over the land and to divide it. How do I know that? The Pasuk says, V'chisavoyu al ha'aretz anatatem. So it's mashma. V'chisavoyu al ha'aretz, as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, it's already mechuyev in Arla. How do I know even what an Ovid Kechavim plants is mechuyev in Arla? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Eitz. Every tree, even the tree that an Ovid Kechavim planted, if it's after the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, it's mechuyev in Arla. However, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Hanatei, if someone plants a tree le'rabim, with the intention that the tzibur are welcome to eat from these peiros, here there's a machlokes. The Tanakam holds chayiv, the peiros are mechuyev in Arla, but Rabbi Yehuda paiter, Rabbi Yehuda says if you planted it for public use, it's patur in Arla. Vayter is like the Mishnah, the Ovid Kechavim, Shenata, and Ovid Kechavim that plants a tree. In the field of Yisrael, explains about Tanura. We have Gazlan Shenata as well as a robber who plants a tree on land that he stole. Vanatei, if someone plants a tree besvina on a boat, obviously that's full of earth. Or a tree that came out on its own, no one planted it. All these types of trees, chayiv ba'arla, are mechuyiv in arla. Okay, so let's take a closer look at some of the halachis in our Mishnah. Trees that were planted before the Yidden got to Eretz Yisrael are potter. Trees that were planted after the Yidden got to Eretz Yisrael, even if they were planted by an Ovid Kechavim, are chayiv, and this is even before the Yidden invaded the full land and distributed the full land. If someone plants lirabim, lirabim says about Tanura, by the way, in his own reshus for the purpose of the rabbin. Tanakama holds it's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says he's potter. Now the Torah says shalosh shanim yeh lechem arelim. The Tanakama or the Chachamim say lechem means even if your kavanah is that the rabbin should use it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a double ribu yovir. On the one hand, it says netatem, that's mashma even for the rabbim. And then it says lechem also, that's mashma even for the rabbim. And the rule is when you have a ribu, after a ribu, when the Torah is adding something twice, it really comes to exclude. So, Rabbi Yehuda, if you plan for the rabbim, you are potter. It's interesting what the halach is. If you plant in your own rishos for the purpose of the rabbim, la halacha, you can take a look in Shulchan Aruch Yeradeya, Simon Reish Tzadik Dalet Siv Chav Hei. That's Reish Tzadik Dalet Siv Chav Hei. It's good to look it up. If you plant in your own rishos for the purpose of the rabbim, it's chayiv in arla. That's the halacha. But if you plant in the rishos of rabbim for the purpose of the rabbim, it's potter. And that's because it's not going to stay there. Who are you to plant a tree in the rishos of rabbim? Some argue and they say even if you plant in the rabbim for the tzarech rabbim, you're also chayiv. Someone plants in the rishos rabbim, and it's gzela. He just says, I'm planting my tree in the rishos rabbim, and only I can eat the peiros. You're not allowed to do that. Fine, I'm not allowed to do it, but I'm doing it. What's the din with arla? Well, he's a gazlan. So him and also a gazlan who steals karka, or plants in his chaver's karka without rishos, or an eved gechavim that planted whether for himself or whether for Yisrael. In all these cases, the din is chayiv ba'arla. Someone plants in a ship or in a big flower pot. Doesn't make a difference what the flower pot is made out of, whether it's made out of earthenware or wood, even though it has no hole in it. It's chayiv and arla, because the roots of a tree are very strong, and they're going to break through a flower pot, even though it doesn't have a hole in it. A tree that grows up on its own in Rosh Hashanah, no one planted it, is chayiv in arla. But if it grows up on its own in Rosh Hashanah, it's potter. Interesting to note the Rambam Paskins, if a tree comes up on its own in a rocky place, where it's very hot to plant over there, and it's far away from where people live, it's not kedai to go there and even get the peiros and be busy with the tree and take care of it, and that type of a tree would be potter on arla.